Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hit the music, Rob Spiewak. Ladies and gentlemen, it gives me a great deal of pleasure to welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show a gentleman who is, in my humble opinion, a true legend. As a broadcaster, as a humanitarian, I give you the play-by-play guru of the NCAAs, the Super Bowl, and of course, what's near and dear to my heart, the Augusta National Masters Golf Tournament. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the one and only Mr. Jim Nantz. Jim!
There is no way I can live up to that opening. That is
sure
crazy,
you can.
Mike.
I love it when a team member brings down a caffeine-free diet something because they're looking out for me. They actually care for me. That is a sign that means you care for me. You know I've had too much caffeine, or maybe you know I'm being a dick. Let's get this guy some mainline
calm
regular
him down.
Soda, right?
Calm
do you
him
observe
down.
Him when he's over-caffeinated? Do you
Mike,
that?
He is always a dick, but I think the caffeine...
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
What a difference 24 hours makes. I can't even begin to tell you what a full night's sleep. It's just insane. I went to sleep last night at 7:45.
Wow, you didn't even see Final Jeopardy.
And I woke up this morning at 8:15. Do the math. It's insane.
Man, 12 and a half hours of sleep.
Just
you look. I feel Oscar Beckham. He looks great.
Well, yeah, it looks like
I've been
the
staying
old
in the same
you.
Shirt, but
looks like know. The old you.
No, that's crap. We're taping this segment on Thursday. That's
no, we're not.
I have to. No, we're not. I don't like conjuring.
Thursday for
I don't
Friday.
Like lying. I don't like lying
Friday
to
for Thursday. Friday from
welcome.
Thursday.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show, everyone. It's so great to have you here. And in a moment, we will be speaking with an old friend of the Mike O'Mara Show, a gentleman that I have nothing but tremendous admiration for. He is James Tiberius Nantz, who will be joining us to
he's a guest, talk a little unlike any other.
A guest unlike any other. You can get excited about the NCAAs. That's why he's probably doing the radio tour. But I will tell you, I think Masters when I think of Jim Nantz. So that should be fun.
Masters.
That's absolutely right, Oscar.
Yes.
It's fantastic. And he will be
That's
joining us shortly.
That's the new ad campaign that CBS is running this year.
Yes.
The Charlie Masters ad campaign.
It used to be Pat Summerall. But now it's Charlie.
Because the Mike O'Mara Show never stops giving, ladies and gentlemen. And also a programming note that sometime in early April, we will be speaking with legendary author James Patterson.
Yes.
So for any of you that have read one of... now, at last check, James Patterson has written 750,000 books.
That's right. That's exactly right, Mike. And he is, all kidding aside, the best-selling author of all time.
Best-selling.
So what he does is he takes a book and then he mentors another author who goes under the name.
Right.
And then that author goes on to have their career. And so we're going to do the same thing with podcasting, where going to be the Mike O'Mara Show with Ethan.
Yes.
And
Ethan
then
Sands.
We'll be here. We're going to be modifying our schedule to do about a day and a half each week.
Oh,
and then
the different
people we will be mentoring will come in and do their podcast.
For the days.
And that's it. I think it's going to be a very successful enterprise.
Very similar, almost like the old Johnny Carson schedule.
Yes, it should be special.
It's like a Theranos game plan. They're not going to.
And if you're wondering, Ethan is the first because he signed up first.
Yes, right.
And then these can be interns that are currently working for us, or they can be former interns.
What about Johnny? Johnny.
You know, Johnny. Intern Johnny.
Yeah. Intern Johnny.
I couldn't pick him out of a lineup. We could have intern Johnny.
Actually, I bet you could pick him out of a lineup, and I'll tell you why. When you see him. He looks like an intern Johnny.
Intern Johnny?
He really
Describe him to me.
I would say he's medium height. He has longish, tousled hair. he broke his tailbone over the winter.
Yes.
And so sometimes he brings a donut to sit on.
Isn't that exciting?
Yeah, but he's not. He doesn't try to draw attention to his donut unless he leaves his donut in the wrong chair. He's like, have you seen my donut? Which is an awkward back and forth.
Yes.
Because, and he has a donut. Why?
Because of his broken tailbone.
He broke his tailbone.
See, there we go. I wouldn't mind having him sit. By the way, when I'm away,
yes.
Whether it be many surgeries or, you know, simply frequent taking surgeries. A personal
maybe a vacation, day. Mike. You deserve a vacation.
Have you stolen that bit from me so I won't be able to do it myself? Or can I bring Johnny in to discuss
the donut? We've never talked about the donut with Johnny on air.
As a matter of fact, the only time Johnny's been on air has been when Mike is here.
Not one time, Mike.
Yeah, just brief.
Just brief.
It's very exciting. So I look forward to speaking to Johnny on the show.
Johnny Donut.
Yeah. He's a Monday and Wednesday intern, I believe.
So Monday and Wednesday.
Have him in.
It should be special.
Also, know this, that Johnny likes to hang out later than he should at times, which I appreciate.
He is a guy that sticks around.
He lingers longer, like Mac used to, but we'd have to tell Mac the lights are going off at 6 p.m. Go home.
Do we have our guest?
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen. Yes. Hit the music, Rob. Ladies and gentlemen, it gives me a great deal of pleasure to welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show a gentleman who is, in my humble opinion, a true legend as a broadcaster, as a humanitarian, as a Pebble Beach resident. I give you the play-by-play guru of the NCAAs, the Super Bowl, and of course, what's near and dear to my heart, the Augusta National Masters Golf Tournament. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the one and only Mr. Jim Nantz. Jim!
There is no way I can live up to that opening. That is
sure
crazy,
you can.
Mike.
Yeah,
come
you know,
on, man.
It's been too long. It's been too long. I love talking to you. I admire you. You are here. We try to get you every year. You get more and more successful as every month goes by, and you're a harder and harder get. So I'm not going to waste your valuable time by saying this. I'm going to jump right in and start with the question. First of all, how are you, Jim?
I'm well, and I'm really, truly happy to be reunited with you, Mike. We go back a long way. You're a good pal. So. Thank you so much.
We do, and you're here. You're in D.C., right, for the tournament, right?
I'm actually in transit right now. I will be there in a few hours, so I'm on my way and excited to have the Sweet 16 in our nation's capital, and it's all good.
Well, you've got your Cougars, right? Your Cougars are in the Sweet. So that's got to feel pretty special, right, as an alumnus?
Yeah, right. How do you say that? That's true.
Thank you.
I love my school. I'm a proud University of Houston graduate, and more specifically, that basketball program really produced for me an avenue to get into the industry. I wouldn't be where I am today broadcasting if it wasn't for the University of Houston basketball team. I was their student public address announcer, the host of the coaches show. I mean, I was all around the program during my years in college, and as time has marched on. We've been still very involved with the program, endowing scholarships and staying close to the program as best we can. I'm just thrilled to be in the Sweet 16.
You know, and the march of time, you know, Jim, by the way, Jim and I are roughly the same age. We're both the big 5'9". And, you know, Jim, if you want to look at a career trajectory, you can look at Jim's up here and I'm here. I'm here doing a podcast. And that's okay. Hey, you know what? You deal with what life throws at you. That's the way I used to be. Jim still, gloriously with CBS. Me, a distant memory from the CBS radio network. That's okay. I'm fine with that. Hey, let me get the NCAA stuff out of the way because I don't know a lot about it. And I'm not the passionate fan that so many people are. But how big? I do know this. I was talking to a radio buddy of mine yesterday. How big would a Duke North Carolina final be for the ratings? Because this guy is a sports guy, and he was telling me that would be pretty amazing if it came down to that.
I think it would be the best ratings matchup you could ever have because they've never met in an NCAA tournament. I think it's widely regarded. No one would dispute it as the biggest rivalry in college basketball. There's a lot of interest in this Duke team because of its sensational freshman Zion Williamson. So a lot to be determined, but I think that's a possibility. I really do.
Well, you know what? Now that we got that out of the way, I can talk about what to me is a much more interesting subject, Jim. It's the subject of you. It's the subject of you, because you know, going back to the Don and Mike show, we were always fascinated with you. If memory serves me, you were always talking about staying in this ball game till your later years to, you know, be doing the Masters when you were a certain age. Jim, you got nothing to prove. How long are you going to stay in the game? Life is good. You're out there on the Monterey Peninsula. How long are you going to do it, Jim? I'm just curious about that.
Mike, I haven't made any announcements or proclamations yet, but if I really had a chance to write the script, I would work until my mid-70s. Now, you already gave my age away, so that's
sorry.
15, 16 years. You know, I'm just getting started with Tony Romo on football. We're having the best time. Just finished calling the Super Bowl, our second year together. And, you know, I think that's going to be, yeah, Tony's just he's an awesome guy and a great friend. And we have so much fun on Sundays. And I'd like to do that another 15 years. Meantime, I'd like to be able to one day say I broadcast 50 Masters tournaments. I've got my 34th coming up in 2 weeks.
That's the one. That's what I remember. You said that. You've said that for many, many years that you've talked about. Have you and Tony ever gone out? And I never ask you about your own golf. He's got this thing where he's qualifying for or getting an exemption to tournaments, caused a little controversy. But have you ever gone out and hit the egg with Tony?
Many times. He's actually playing right now.
Oh, that's right.
In a tour event down in the Dominican Republic at Punta Canta, I think it's called. He's got two sponsors exemptions into tour events. This one. And the Byron Nelson in Dallas, his hometown, in about a month and a half. So he's a tremendous player, and I know he wants to be able to measure his game against what the PGA Tour players are doing, just to see if he's close, if he's in the ball game. And I've had the pleasure of playing with him many times. I can't compete with him, but we have a lot of laughs and a lot of good times.
Well, Tony Romo, you know, makes the tradition. You're with Phil Simms on CBS for a very, very long period of time. And then it's Tony Romo. And Tony breaks in. And the first game that I heard you call with him, his just boyish enthusiasm can sometimes drive me nuts. But what doesn't drive me nuts, I've never heard an analyst ever, Jim, that had this secret to prognosticating what the next play is going to be and calling the defenses, the offensive plays. He's kind of a prodigy that way. And you can say, well, he played the game. Well, there are tons of guys that play the game and do that. But Tony Romo, the guessing game and calling the plays, that's blown a lot of people out of the water.
It has, and it's a testament to how much work he put into a film room studies as a player with the Cowboys. He sees formations, Mike, and he knows exactly where the play should go. So it's not really guesswork. What he sees is the defense where it's lined up, and he's, for whatever reason, no one else is. Hank Stram, actually, years ago, if you remember Hank, used to be on CBS and the Monday Night Radio, and he was prescient like that, too, in calling plays. But since Hank, there's no one that's been like Tony, and it's just sometimes people say, I guessed wrong that time. Well, he didn't really guess wrong. The quarterback went the wrong way. He went, you know, the quarterback didn't see what Tony sees. And that's why when he has a game, this is some insight for you. When he has a game like the AFC Championship game with Tom Brady at quarterback, a seasoned quarterback, Brady's obviously got that same ability to be able to read a defense as well or better than anyone of all time, greatest quarterback of all time. So when you got a guy that knows where the ball needs to go on the field, Brady, you got a guy in the booth who knows where the ball needs to go because he sees the formations, Tony, and he's going to look a lot more like I'm the one who dubbed him Romo Stradamos. Gets a veteran quarterback, it's going to make Tony look a whole lot smarter. When you get a younger quarterback that doesn't exactly have all that time and experience and knowing where the ball is supposed to go, it's going to look like, well, Tony didn't know what he was talking about there. He went to the right side instead of the left side. Well, actually, the guy should have gone to the right side. Tony was right 100% of the time, I'm telling you.
Wow. It's great. It's great. And I'm glad you're checking with him and people are loving it. I know we want to value your time here, Jim, and you're nice to call in and we really appreciate that. I just wanted to touch really quickly on George H.W. Bush. You were friends with the Bush family. That really is, I think, the only recent moment in history where the country kind of came together with the honoring of the former president. And I know you were super close to him. And I just wanted you to say a few words about George H.W. before we move on and I try to embarrass you personally.
Well, he was just a great American. I think a man who spoke for, I mean, it's such a divisive world we live in right now. But I think if people could go back and look at it, they would say he represented more people than what we see in politics today. he truly didn't have a hard line. I'm only taking care of the right. I'm going to ignore the left. I mean, this was a man who really made decisions that he felt were best for the country, and he was beloved. I mean, once he left office, I think people really got to know him and see what a generous and kind-hearted person he was. And it's kind of sad. Here we are on Friday, March 29th. Today marks the final day for the office of George Bush down in Houston. And he's had a staff that's been with him since he left office in January of 1993. It's a great group of people, and I know there are a lot of heavy hearts. They just adored and loved George and Barbara Bush. We lost them both, of course, in 2018. But his service in Washington was an amazing gathering and snapshot to the American public of what we should be as a nation.
I agree. And competitive, too, with sports and things like that. Really a tremendous competitor, but nobody, taught not to gloat. I watched all the documentaries about that, and you're lucky to have been close to that family. Now I'll get to it. This is just questions for me. This is questions for Mike O'Mara to Jim Nantz, legendary Jim Nantz. What is the worst time of year to play golf on the Monterey Peninsula?
There aren't many bad days, but we've had the roughest winter stretch that I've had in my 7 years as a resident in January and February. I mean, we had more rain than we've had in all these other years, I think, combined. So by and large, we got temperate weather. Come see us anytime. If you get out my way, please, you know how to track me down. Let me know if you're going to be in the area, because if I'm here the same time that you are, we're getting together.
Very good. I appreciate that. Will Tiger Woods win another Masters, in your opinion?
I think it's a bigger question. Will Tiger ever win another major? You know, his last major win was 08 at the U.S. Open when it was contested down in San Diego at Torrey Pines. So it's been 11 years. It's been 14 years since he won the Masters. I think that that's become, in some respects, the hardest major for him to win. If I had to pick a major for him to win this year, I would take the second one, which is going to be the PGA Championship at Bethpage in May.
That's a good answer. And my final question to you, Jim, this is not a question as much. It's an invitation. I'd like to invite you to my member guest tournament down here in March. Let me explain. I will fly you on Allegiant Airlines down here on my dime, put you up at the Days Inn and bring you along. It would really, I think, improve my stature at the. Don't tell me to come on. I'm giving the man an invitation. You got our fruitcake, right, Jim?
I did, and by this question, I might accept it if my check bags are free.
Okay. All right, very good. That's wonderful. I'll do it. There you go. Might be a little stretch for me, but I will do it. Jim Nantz, sorry about the phone, but it was great talking to you. Don't be a stranger. Come back on the Mike O'Mara Show anytime, all right, my friend?
I would love to. We'll get everybody involved next time, too, because I was wanting to meet the rest of the crew. But, Mike, we were due this time together, man, to catch up. It's been too long. It won't
Absolutely.
Be as long the next time that you'll have me.
I love Thanks, to man. Hear that. Jim Nantz, you're a good guy. Thanks so much for coming on the Mike O'Mara Show. There he goes. That's Jim Nantz. Watch the NCAAs, watch the Super Bowl, watch the Masters. That's the man himself. Always a pleasure to talk to him. Thank you, Jim. And Rob Spiewak, start the show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Okay, well, thanks.
Stay. Take a drink. Jamie.
Yeah.
Another glass.
Sure.
Darling.
What are you drinking?
Gin. Always gin.
Here you go.
Thanks, dear.
Thank you.
May I tell you a story?
Please.
For generations, men of my family have been rabbis. It was to be my calling. I was quite a prodigy. The elders said I had a 40-year-old's understanding of the Midrash by the time I was 12. But by the time I was 13, I knew I could never be a rabbi.
Why not?
Because for all I understood of the Talmud, I never saw God there.
You couldn't lie to yourself.
I tried. I tried like crazy. I mean, people were counting on me.
If you had to do it all over again, would you make the same choices?
What choice? The last thing I took away from the yeshiva is this. We can't run from who we are. our destiny chooses us.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
You know, I forgot to tell Jim Nance that I think it's the Days Inn. It's right in front of the Tiki Bar.
Oh, so that'll be convenient.
Because I think he might have been a little sarcastic with the bags comment. You know, it's a legitimate invite. You know, and it would really elevate my stature here if I brought him along.
Legit question, though.
And also, I think it would elevate his stature.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, it would. We are live from the Podcast Village. Things that will never happen. Mike O'Mara. Live from the Podcast Village studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are delighted to have you with us on Fun Friday, as they said at my kid's school back in the day.
Nice.
We are all the way from Halifax, Mass. By the way, get us the new cities. We'll be debuting them on Monday. From Halifax, Mass. To Marriottsville, Maryland, to Napa, California, Albuquerque, New Mexico, Altenkirchen, Germany, and Botswana.
Botswana.
The Mike O'Mara Show is on now, brought to you by our TMOS bonus packages.
Yes.
I asked for this at the front sometimes. I probably shouldn't.
No, it's good.
Hey magicians. Do you like performing card tricks? Sleight of hand? Large-scale illusions?
Oh, those are the best.
Hell yeah. You're like a modern-day Doug Henning, aren't you? A fresh take on David Copperfield or Harry Blackstone for the new millennium. Everybody loves magic, and you can experience magic if you subscribe to the TMOS Bonus Show.
Yes.
There's a long way to go for that. That's because every time you listen to the TMOS Bonus Show, your boredom disappears.
Ta-da.
And I'm supposed to say, ta-da.
Ta-da!
Ta-da!
Come on, sell it!
Ta-da!
Nice.
See, there you go.
Yeah.
All right, hold on. I got to get rid of this later. Remind me tomorrow. Every day on my computer. The TMOS Bonus Show. Go to MikeO'MaraShow.com. Click the bonus banner. You'll get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. So buy it, try it, get it, and see us wave our magic wand of mirth. Won't you? For the TMOS Bonus Show.
Mirth.
Yes.
Thank you. Oh, that's the sound I was looking for.
That's a good sound for magicians.
Fun
hey,
Friday.
Magicians.
That was fun. And we don't get, boy, I'm having trouble seeing you guys today, but that's okay. A lot of people down here still. But good news, car carriers coming to Southwest Florida, which means
yes.
They are, I can't get over looking at your beard.
I know.
I can't get over looking at your beard.
You picked up on it right away, and I think it's because
I work with you every day. We look at each other every
day.
Well,
no, but you know what happens is, you know, and Oscar knows this, and I think we've discussed it on the show, is that every day we have to manually change the settings on the camera that takes us
to Mike.
Because if not, there's too much white, and my face washes
Agreed.
Out. So when we clicked on today, Mike says, all I see is your beard. Floating beard.
I think it looks fan-effing-tastic. What
do you
like
think,
it? Oscar?
I think it looks weird, and I'll tell you why. It looks
why,
weird. Why,
because it's Friday?
No, because he's the way that he's edged out his beard, he's cut off half of his face. If you look at a side profile of Rob, you know exactly what I'm talking
about.
But
here's the thing. I haven't shaped it at all. All I've done is shaved my neck. This is how my beard grows in.
You shouldn't shave your neck.
Why?
You should actually let it.
Oh, no, you should shave your neck.
No,
you shave your neck.
No, but my neck is partly covered with the beard. Show him a profile picture of what you've done to yourself.
That's the beard. I like that shape of the
now
beard.
Put
I
your, think that's no, the no, way. Now stand up and put your chin down.
I don't want to. What? I'm not your monkey.
Well, no, then he'll know what I'm talking about. He'll
know
exactly
what I'm
talking
about. Just
fine.
And it's the exact same shape of the beard that I've had for 25 years.
Please,
you're going to get rave reviews on that beard.
The control room, please weigh in. He's showing you what hot chicks do when they take a picture from up above.
I think he is. So you're saying I'm getting a skewed look.
You're getting a skewed view.
You're getting the voodoo.
You're getting the voodoo.
Come right up to the camera. Let's see you.
Yes.
Let's see.
Oh, don't be rude to us. We're trying to help you.
Hi, all right,
let
Mike.
Me
see.
No, look to the side.
You're not in the light. You're not in the light.
Okay, now scoot over more towards the desk.
I still think it looks great.
Put your chin down. You don't walk around like that's how you walk around.
That's you're making a fat comment. My beard kind of looks like that too.
You use your beard to contour your face.
But I think that it's okay with the way it looks. I think first of all, as far as beards, there's nothing I hate worse than an unkempt beard.
I like the
and
shaved
right now,
neck.
Actually, right now, I feel the beard is too long. But when we first talked about coloring our beards.
No, your beard looks, the length of your beard is fantastic.
Is it really?
It's just the zoning of your beard.
Well, if
by
you would,
zoning, I mean your property lines are all off.
If you would, please draw me a diagram of what you would love to see. And we'll
I would
make
love
every
to.
Effort.
If I had a magic marker, I would do it right now.
Wonderful idea. That's a great idea. I like the beard. I think the listeners are going to respond positively. I tried that shampoo with my Santa beard. And my Santa beard was a shade of gray that looked like a battleship. And then I didn't continue after that. It took a long time to get over that. But it was not like changing the color. Did you use the shampoo or did you use the regular goo?
I went to CVS and it took me a long time to find it. I was looking at the ladies' hair coloring section, but that's not where they keep just for men. And
no,
so
they keep it by the shaving stuff.
And so I finally found it and I was back and forth as to which color to go. And I think I went dark brown, but not darkest brown. Because I didn't want to go.
Looks great.
And I didn't want to go to.
Great.
Thank you. You're very nice. I do need
so
to.
You just told me he didn't look great.
No, I'm drawing him now.
What I need to do is I need to modify, not the length, but I need to even it a little bit. Because for some reason, as I examined it, I hadn't touched it since 3 weeks ago. The gray hairs are longer than the dark hairs, so there's I need to just even it.
But you
get
a little gray on the chin, right?
Well, yeah, but that's it.
It's distinguished.
It didn't fight that gray all the way, but it certainly dulled it a little bit. It made it a little more.
I think it looks good. I think you're the same age when I like the results of my beard. I will not be coloring my beard anymore. It just doesn't look normal.
I can't do it. The one thing that I was afeard of is that it would look crazily unnatural, and I don't think it looks unnatural, but it was an odd process. I had never done it. Do you wear the gloves and everything? Do you follow the instructions to the letter?
No, I don't wear the gloves.
I was Danger Boy. I did not do the allergy test where you're supposed to rub a little just for men on your face.
I used to get an occasional irritation. What are you?
Boy,
have you finished your drawing?
I'm having a pony hold it up to the camera. For
God, we're going to see the camera right photo. Here.
Okay, you see the dark shaded area, Mike? See
that's
the dark,
pretty good, Oscar.
You see the dark shaded area? Thank you.
Pony,
that's full
are you
beard?
Surprised? He looks like he's real. Look at that. Show that to the rest of the listeners. That's pretty. Yeah, that's pretty
pony,
decent.
Pony,
artwork
I need
there.
We need that back.
Pony,
that back.
Trust
you can
me.
Take a picture later, man. Your
God, your priorities,
right
dude.
Yes, we're doing a live.
I have to go and squirrel it away.
Does he ever? Can I ask one question about him? About him. And his life doing what he's doing. Does he ever have situational awareness that he's working on a show that's broadcasting? Does he really? Did he just grab the picture
he
and
does.
Go,
he likes to get things done before he forgets.
Yep,
I get it. Mm-hmm. Okay, see the dark shaded
pretty
area?
Pretty good little sketch.
What's the dot on my nose?
Oh, I just thought it was a pimple. I wasn't sure, but I wanted to make
okay,
sure.
Okay, well, I'm glad I brought
possible.
It up.
So, so the beard, where your hair growth.
Yes.
As far as like follicles, oh man, guys would be jealous of this beard that you can grow.
I can grow a beard pretty fast.
What I'm saying is where you see the checkered line, you can hide your jowl with a sweet beard.
Like a little bit, but the way you have it different, is this shorter than the primary
beard? No,
this
is longer down here. It's longer hair.
You know what? Everyone knows I'm fat already. I can't fool them. And I don't like having hair on my neck. It feels weird.
I think, and Rob, we are in agreement. I think fat guys that have the hairy neck.
Yeah.
They remind me of the people I used to ride motorcycles with, and I don't care for it.
Don't mess with perfection.
Let's get a
I think his beard is perfect.
Let's
I think
get
it's
a female's
perfect.
Perspective. The only female.
Maddie,
on the show.
What do you think of Rob's beard?
Hairy necks are so weird.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's right.
Hey,
to
she
me,
went,
it suggests a homeless person or an alcoholic. And
yes.
I will say this. I do have
it's
a home.
It's the ultimate unkempt.
And you do drink a lot.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. I have a home, so I'm halfway
hairy
there.
Necks are horrible. I've never, when I've had a beard, had it go down the neck.
No.
Now, if you're super, super, super
you know
pierced,
who has a hairy neck is Luke Bryan.
Oh, no, not again.
He
do
does,
always,
though. He does.
I think that the hairy neck situation that you guys are talking about, which is Sturgis, is different than the hairy neck really contouring your face, making
you
look skinnier.
Well, you're thinking of the hipsters.
Yes.
You're thinking of the hipster's beard. He's not a hipster.
No, it's just a final
beard.
He's
got
beard.
A trimmer.
He's
and
a
you're,
dad,
by the way,
for God's sakes.
He's got a dad beard. A great dad beard. But, I mean, I think the beard looks really... I mean, like, keep coloring it.
Yeah,
I think
it looks
really
you look
good.
Younger. You do look younger.
That's a shame, you know, because I threw away my mixing tray.
I've done that before. You throw away bags.
You throw
and you're
it
like,
away
oh,
because
no.
you still have goo. Right?
I know.
You still
have goo. Well, according to the Just
you
for
didn't
Men
use
instructions,
a whole tube, did you?
According to the mixing instructions, that by the way come in three different languages. I chose to follow the English ones. They said
you didn't use the Thai instructions.
They said you have enough for three full colorings, and I said, you know what, this is a goof, and I will, you know what, based
see, I used
on those
to just do my little Van Dyke here, so I didn't require the coloring,
and
for
I did two,
the whole
I did two coats
two
on the
two coats
on the Van Dyke
two
area
coats.
Because you can see some of the gray still hasn't quite taken.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. If you let's say you do a 3-day routine, right?
Right.
So if you do a 3-day routine, you'll wash a little bit out. Assuming everybody takes a shower every day, you'll wash every a little
all right,
bit
let's
out every
say
day.
That.
Well, not everybody does that.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
I'm shocked, right?
You know, I think you ought to keep it. I think it looks really.
It looks
really
great.
Good.
Oh, it's nice.
Every
yeah,
3 days,
you.
Dye your beard. You'll get to the color you want.
All right, cool. And you say not the shampoo though, right?
No, I didn't have success with it, and all I think right. it's because of the you know how gray.
Also,
I don't know.
It's done. Yes. Shampoo's done. Yes. Do the hard work. Go ahead.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah,
not,
you're
I'm
right. You're, right.
It on.
You're absolutely right.
Throw it on.
Yeah, I think
you're good to go.
You gotta put
I'm
the goo
so
on.
I'm so glad it took him two sentences to make it a matter of lazy. It wasn't lazy. I'm trying to figure out what works best. I'm new in the hair care arena. Because as you know, I don't have a
you're motivating me now. Oscar just got, I just got a weird like form of motivation because he said the shampoo's dog ass and do the work. And now I'm thinking because his looks good. And because I almost want to have one last hurrah, one last. I know if I put the goo on. I could get the
I bet
color.
You could.
Yep.
But
I
it might look
could.
Silly.
And you know what? No,
it
what,
I might
silly.
Do it.
No, what
I
you have to go is you have to go to like, because I looked at all the colors and I also tried to choose one that had a guy on the box that sort of had my personality. And the dark brown guy was me. But I think if you went with like a, what they have is like a medium brown that
oh,
I think
no,
would
too,
work.
Too light. He's got to go dark. Look at his, the side of his head.
Well, no, he needs to be a little bit light because.
I'll go with leprechaun. Which is the one that I did the last time.
Mike,
blazing
once
red.
You dye your goatee.
You'll never go back.
Now, Gino won't be able to call you a little boy anymore.
That's
yeah,
true.
Yeah, this is true. Yeah. Hey, little boy. Nice haircut, little boy. Last night I went out and I...
Mike, I saw the box that you used the last time you dyed your beard. On the cover is the mascot for Notre Dame.
That's it. In a fighting position.
Fight!
Which is a fight. Do we want to fight right now? I might do it. I might pull out. The haircut, which is coming in a little bit last night, I did what I've done now twice, and it's a pain, but I shellacked the hair down with, you know, because it's shaved on the side, and I got, like, the mullet on top. I shave it down, and I said, this looks actually
well, you don't shave
reasonable.
It down. You plaster it down.
I plaster it
what
down with the goo.
What product do you use?
And I, Crew.
Okay, that's nice. Good stuff.
I put Crew in my hair, and we don't have any sponsors I'm insulting.
No.
I use... FabFitFun. That's what I use.
liquid
so
IV.
So I put the goo. I put the goo. I use liquid IV hair gel. I put the goo in my hair and then shellac it. And I said, this, you know, from the front, it actually looks semi-normal. And then I turned to the side and it looked like the, it looked like a Red Hawk's ass, the back of my head. Kind of just like frozen
what
hair sticking
perfect.
There.
That is a great, just, great
that,
image.
That is a great image. Damn.
And I look to the side because I got a side mirror there. Well, right. I've got mirrors all over my house.
And not
my
counting
house,
the-
if you come to my house down here, not a lot of square footage, but it's like a fun
you
house.
You get lost a lot.
And also the mirrored ceilings in the
just
bedroom.
Like a movie it's like a movie that somebody might have seen yesterday.
Oh, did you
oh,
see a movie
really?
Yesterday?
Us?
Oh,
hey, speculators, I know you were waiting to see what I thought of the movie. Daddy went out solo yesterday.
Ooh,
after we finished all our tapings.
Naughty,
and
naughty.
And took in the movie Us.
Was
and,
it jammed middays?
No, it was a 1 o'clock showing. Ooh. A 1 o'clock showing. Hey. Of the movie Us. And let me tell you something about that movie. After we go to break.
Oh, you!
That's nice. The way we're going to do
tease.
That. Yes.
Front cell.
Yeah, it was...
nice.
Yeah. I cannot wait to talk. By the way, I know I tell everybody else spoiler alerts. I have to warn you that, you know, I need to say some things. So,
that's fine.
Because I'm that enthusiastic about my opinion. We'll come back with that. And more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Meara. Thanks again to Jim Nantz.
Yes.
Informed, intelligent,
irreverent, political persuasions.
Hey, it's Chris Freitz with Political Persuasions. This week, Mike and I talk about the big news. It's finally here. The Mueller report. Well, not really the report. The letter about the report, summarizing the report. We're going to talk about it. What's it mean for Donald Trump? He's taking a victory lap, but he's using his political capital to cut Obamacare? Republicans are insane, according to Republicans. We'll talk about it. Tune in.
You can download Political Persuasions at politicalpersuasions.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. You like the hat I'm wearing?
Great hat. Love it.
That's a free fly hat.
Yes.
When you're running around outside and you're feeling really tired. No, I'm sorry. I have to tell you. When you're running around outside, the last thing you want is uncomfortable clothes weighing you down. This is a brand new sponsor of the Mike O'Mara Show. We are really, really excited with Free Fly. This is cool stuff. Free Fly, what is it? I'll tell you. It's designed for outdoorsmen and women who don't settle for uncomfortable clothing. Butter, soft, bamboo fabric. Doesn't that even sound? It feels just like it sounds. It sounds good.
Yeah.
It's designed for perfect comfort. Honestly, it's like wearing nothing. I love my wonderful Free Fly shorts. I'm wearing the hat. I've worn that. It's wonderful. Perfect tops and bottoms for any outdoor activity. And Free Fly's bamboo fabric has natural UPF sun protection to keep you cool on and off the water. And it looks so nice. It's so perfect down here. I love it down here in Florida. It's going to be great spring and summer wear for you. Free Fly is beautiful in its simplicity with no bells and whistles, just great clothes. It's time to stop being uncomfortable and start wearing Free Fly's bamboo clothing. Mother's Day and Father's Day right around the corner, so gear up for mom and dad. Plus, you can get 20% off when you visit freeflyapparel.com and you use the promo code TMOS. That's freeflyapparel.com, promo code TMOS, and you're going to love it.
Good stuff.
Fantastic.
Woot.
But the hat is giving me a little thing here.
Well, you don't want to cover up that pretty haircut.
It's so ridiculous. What a botched...
I love that we have this high-def video hookup, and Mike is now using it as a mirror.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just looking at himself.
Styling.
Yeah.
Yeah, but my monitor, which is a 13... Is it a 13-inch? I think it's a 13-inch monitor. And I have like a quarter-inch monitor down in my lower corner that shows me.
Oh, if you double-click it makes you bigger.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Let me do that. That's right. how you can put your hair, put on your makeup. If you ever
won't be doing that again. We won't be doing that again.
Hey, you know, we learned our lesson well.
Hey, now.
So.
Movie theater.
No Carla?
So, no Carla. Mm-hmm. Just me.
Mm-hmm.
Off to the, I went back to the fancy theater where we didn't go.
You tell them, hey, I left two tickets inside.
How would you like to honor this?
Just one guy.
That's right.
There's nobody there. There was nobody in the parking lot. There were four employees running around, like cleaning up and stuff like that. There was one, I think there were three people in the theater.
I know that you don't.
At 1 o'clock when I went.
It's not like this movie theater is part of your neighborhood, but is this a movie theater that is largely gone to by older people? Is that an older clientele?
Does it have a senior citizen discount? Big sign.
Yes, because I would
not
think
not a big sign, but it's but they do a lot. They have specialty days and
oh,
if
like
you
throwback
hit one of those,
movies.
Mm-hmm. If you it's a discount for regular movies, and if you hit like a movie that seniors are interested in, like Unbroken,
sure,
and you get that on the discount at 4 o'clock show,
yeah.
And you happen to be in the theater at that show, you're screwed.
Oh, because
they'll trundle in.
All people are bad when they travel in packs.
Yes.
That's human nature. When they're in packs, they're difficult. And it's like...
I was just surmising that perhaps us is not
that old, really.
The demographic that theater, us might not be the key demographic for that.
No, it was... but there was an older guy in there when I walked in and then...
they have a trench coat on?
Gross.
It's not that kind of movie. No, he looked like... He was wearing my uniform.
Okay.
Oh, how nice.
The same thing. Yeah, he looked like he had a golf shirt on and shorts.
Mike goes to see us, and there's his doppelganger. Yeah. We're already here.
You know what the fashion line is down here? That cements your old mandom?
Is
if you wear the athletic shoes, be they golf shoes or sneakers, and you wear them with crew socks.
Oh,
crew socks to me are the ultimate tell.
Yeah.
I haven't worn, I might have two pairs of crew socks in my drawer for, I don't know when I wear it.
When you play racquetball.
If I'm wearing like sneakers and I but I mean, you wear the, what are they called? The short ones, ankle socks.
No shows.
That's the no shows. Yes. That's what I wear. And that's what you should wear down here. Yeah. So there's the one guy, then an older guy comes in with, I think, his two older kids.
How old are the kids, do you think?
20s. It looked like, you know, when they came walking by. I mean, I'm all by myself, and I'm getting, you know, to be honest with you, I'm getting my heat on because Carla's not there.
Yeah, what'd you get?
So nachos and Kit Kat bites.
Oh, yeah, Kit Kat bites are good.
And a cauldron, a flagon of diet beverage, which is bad for my
body
as well.
Tub of Coke.
Do you go back and refill the tub?
No, I do is I try to get the eating out of the way if I'm early enough before the guy that goes comes on the screen. So I do that. That guy that I have. So us, where to begin? Is it Lupita Nyong'o who stars in this film?
Nice.
I'm going to start with the good. She cemented herself as a brilliant actress.
Wow, okay.
That movie, nobody's talking about that movie without her performance.
And no spoilers, Mike. No spoilers. Still early.
But I can say her performance was magnificent.
Was fantastic.
Oh, now I don't want to see it.
Yeah, her performance.
You're never going to see it.
You might. Yeah. I might. You never know.
Never I'm not going to. By the way, if you want to go see the movie and you think I'm going to ruin it, turn down the thing now, okay? Because I am going to talk about Oscar, would it be fair to say that without her performance, the movie would not be nearly as scary as it was?
Well, because she's...
She's the scary
catalyst.
It's
the psychological thriller.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Is built around her.
Right. And so, it was a great... So she is fantastic. Now for the review.
The dad is an abomination.
The dad is... It's weird. It's weird casting, as far as he was concerned.
But is it on purpose, is the question.
I think that Jordan Peele has a tendency to cast... unusual leads.
Yes.
And I found that the lead in this movie had a very Jordan Peele vibe.
Oh, really?
So like it was almost like he was casting himself. As far as the overall movie, this would be my review.
What?
Oh.
What?
A think piece.
What? Isn't that a think piece? What's going on? What is it?
I really liked it.
What is it?
So you're saying you
Jesus.
Like it?
What is? I know I didn't like it.
All right, let's bust it up a little bit into hunks. Because obviously,
I mean,
like
I didn't hate it, but I didn't. It wasn't what I would describe as a watch checker.
Okay.
It really wasn't because there's enough action going on and enough scare going on. But then by the end, you know, it's like what?
Let's say it's a two-hour movie, just for ease of estimation. At what point did they still have you at a half hour? Were you still really into it at a half hour?
I probably fell asleep at a half hour.
Oh, you fell asleep?
Just twice. Like Shannon.
Oh, my twice. God. Mm-hmm. What's up with you people falling asleep in theaters?
It was a tad plotting, Oscar. It was a tad plotting. It was not the masterpiece.
It wasn't colossal.
New York Magazine.
It wasn't colossal.
Smoking writer. I got so motivated by that New Yorker piece. It was either New York Magazine or New Yorker. I don't know. I got so motivated by that when they said his triumph, Tour de Force. I was thinking Silence of the Lambs all the way. That it was going to be that kind of scary. That it was going to be that kind
a
of
thriller.
Is it a bad movie? No, not by a long shot. Is it a great movie? No, it's not. Sorry, I hate to
better than
would
Get
I,
Out.
Would I tell? Huh?
Better than Get Out.
I think Get Out was much better.
Oh
wow!
Did you think that
I
too?
I thought this was better than Get Out.
Did you really?
Yes.
I see, because you were kind of mixed when you came in.
This is the problem.
And Maddie, weigh in if you want. And
yeah,
if
Maddie,
you think,
come on.
Well, you know,
yeah, Maddie,
mix it up.
Because Maddie, I know you loved it too. You thought Maddie, you saw Get Out too, right?
I have, yes.
Okay, and do you think? Do you think Us is better than Get Out or not as good as Get Out?
I liked Us better, but I just liked being left with so many questions and wanting to see it again. So that's what I liked about
Us. See, and I'm not going to dispute one sentence she says because she's absolutely right.
But don't you find that dissatisfying if a movie doesn't answer its questions?
You know me.
It's like my sex life.
I
want to tell you.
There's a lot of questions.
Hey, I like my movies buttoned up.
Did she fake it?
I like my movies buttoned up.
Yes, I do too.
I like that.
Do you feel now? Have you? Neither of you have seen it multiple times.
No.
No. Do you feel that if you were to go see it again, would some of those questions be answered?
If someone asked me, hey, do you want to go see Us again? I'd say yes. Because I'd like to focus in on some options.
Let me re-ask the question. Do you think if you saw it again, do you think those questions would be answered?
Some of them would.
Okay, good. Okay.
If I saw it again, I don't think they would. I don't think that. And if walking out of that theater, if I'd been with someone, if someone close to me had wanted to honor me as a husband and sit next to me, I would have been, what's that about? What's that about? What's that about? What's that about?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
What's that about? I mean, what is it?
Yeah.
But don't you like the idea? And look, I
like the scare. Was fun.
That's I was good. Trying to couch my review because I think a movie like this, when you walk into the theater with such fantastic reviews.
Great expectations.
And there's just these
not as good as we oversold that because really if you go to the review sites,
It's changed in the last four days. The average has changed. The mood has changed in the last 4 days.
You mean like gone down a little
bit?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But you know why? Because people have seen it.
But don't you think it's a disadvantage when you walk in with such high expectations that you're ultimately just going to be. So for me, the way
I'd hit the mediocre review. So I was going in prepared to draw my own conclusion. Mm. And I'm not telling anybody not to go see it because it's still fun.
Yeah.
It's still a fun movie to go see.
Great
it's
day
not
movie.
Like,
if you're younger.
Yeah.
Great day movie.
Yeah. And Maddie, if you're going and you like movies where you got a lot of things unanswered and you kind of like that at the end of a movie, I mean, you'll love it, I think. But it's, what's that? Did I
hear
something?
No, I'm thinking maybe what we're seeing here is maybe it's a younger people thing.
Maybe it's not
no,
for you.
Absolutely not. No, it's not. No. Because movies, for me, I'm not my age when it comes to movies at all. I love like modern movies. I love movies. So
but
if
I'm
you
just
love
thinking,
movies, you can handle anything. What you know, is my mom into her 80s loved all movies. You
what
know?
Is
the only
trait?
Mistake I took was taking a date with her to get to the Michael Douglas. Is that? Do I hear noise in the background? Is
think,
that my own? Noise?
I think
noise?
It might be on your end. Yeah.
Yeah. I think you, Frankie.
There's
turn
someone
off the
who's
television.
The problem is at Mike's house, there's someone that looks exactly like him in the driveway.
Yes.
So, but
slightly lower IQ.
That's all. I'm wondering what is the trait, though, that someone would be intrigued by a movie that leaves questions unanswered? Because that would drive me up a wall.
Well,
and
the
Maddie
movies
that
make you think. But a lot of people like that.
Oh, she's a psychopath. That's
she's
fine.
A psychopath. Wait,
Maddie,
you know how she gets.
Did you go with your boyfriend?
He was there, but I also went with a lot of family members as
oh,
well.
Oh, did they like it?
I think overall everybody liked it, but some people didn't like how it didn't.
Did Tony go?
No, he did not.
Why not?
He's not a movie goer.
Tony likes to stay at home a lot.
He does. He likes to keep an eye on the business.
Tony!
Hey, Tony!
I'm going to go to the Bing. You guys go to the movies.
The Bing!
I don't want to say anything more because I feel like I will wreck it. If I say anything.
No, you know what? Now is a perfect time to say, take 2 seconds and fast forward 2 minutes. You can talk about
all right.
It.
I'm going to say one thing.
Okay, go.
Okay. What the F with the rabbits? What the F?
Rabbit?
That's all I wanted to say.
Rabbit.
That's all I wanted to say.
Rabbit?
Maddie, do you have any answers for me? I mean, we don't want to dwell on it, but did you get that? I didn't get that.
I think. Because rabbits breed pretty quickly.
They multiply.
I think it's a very sustainable food source for them.
Yeah, because
that's a very pragmatic answer to that, which
and
I certainly.
So.
And they're creepy?
Yeah. They have the red eyes.
Also, and also, the movie was released, Mike, very close to Easter.
He's right. It's right around the corner.
Okay, don't legitimize that
bunch
joke.
Of peeps.
He's absolutely right.
On the
that's
shelves.
What it was.
Yes, of
Jordan
course.
Peele said, we'll make an Easter film.
Peeps on the shelf.
Yeah.
Would have been lamb otherwise.
You know what? I'm much more optimistic about the next trip to the cinema for Dumbo.
Oh, yeah.
Are you going to Dumbo?
Dumbo.
I'm jealous.
Yeah, yeah absolutely.
I feel like a pervert if I went alone without any kids.
It's
no,
wonderful.
I don't think you should.
I don't know if I'll see it this weekend because it's a busy weekend here, but I'm not quite sure. But I'd like to. I'm going to take my son to see Dumbo because that one is special to me.
It looks
what my family referred to me as when I was growing up.
It looks majestic. Well, is that too much to say?
Danny Elfman looks majestic. Danny Elfman's got such a beautiful eye. I mean, it'll look great.
And
are you familiar with? Are you a fan of the original?
Not the cartoon? Really. I don't know. I don't even know the story. He's got big ears.
And he does. Learns to fly.
I heard in the reboot here, he's got an ocular implant because he can't hear very well.
Exactly.
You know, to really be inclusive for everybody.
You funny boys. We got to take a break. That's funny. An ocular earbud. I hear that monkeys fly out of his butt.
It's the first Disney film with a hard R.
Yeah, because, Dumbo doesn't just have big ears.
That's right.
That's terrible.
Oh, gross.
We get in trouble.
Oh,
that's terrible. he will have an enormous. All right. We have to take a break. And we will come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show.
You are getting sleepy. Your eyes are getting heavy. Your ears are getting warmer. When I snap my fingers, you will fall into a deep sleep. You will recommend TMOS to everyone you know. The TMOS podcast is about to become the most important thing in your life. More important than food. More important than air. Even more important than airline vouchers. Now tell me, how do you feel?
I want to talk to everyone about the Mike O'Mara Show, and I feel like I missed out on $1,700 in airline vouchers. Is that weird?
Excellent.
Who wrote that?
Allison.
That's fun.
That's so smart.
Yeah. Keep them coming, kids.
Wow.
Nice work, girl.
Keep them coming. That's good. Hey, I'm drinking it right now. Love this. I'm drinking Liquid IV, and we have a Liquid IV commercial to tell you about. I'm on my second Liquid IV. Because I love this stuff and I want to get perfectly and properly hydrated. When you are properly hydrated, your body burns more calories and has fewer muscle cramps, which makes for a more efficient workout, and you just feel better. I take it out to the golf course and I pregame when I'm going out to the golf course because it helps me play better. It really does. Liquid IV is different than Pedialyte or Gatorade because it has no artificial flavors or preservatives. Oscar, it would be safe to say, when you're looking at those other sports drinks, that's the problem.
Yeah.
It's got that fake stuff.
It looks like a chemistry class.
Absolutely. You mix your Liquid IV with 16 ounces of water. It actually helps your body absorb more of the water and nutrients you drink directly into your bloodstream. I was on the website today. I was literally on the website today reading about the science of Liquid IV and how it accelerates the water being absorbed in and hydrating your body. It's incredible.
They don't sell this enough, but you can subscribe to Liquid IV.
Yep.
We actually subscribe here for the office, so
yep. When
everybody walks in, if they need something, they can get it.
And I know this, Mike, you get bored with water. Water bores you, and this makes it so easy to hydrate yourself because it tastes great.
It's so easy to drink. It's really good for you, and it's wonderful. It's non-GMO. It's vegan, free of gluten, dairy, and soy. It can provide the same hydration as drinking 2 to 3 bottles of water. Liquid IV is the fastest-growing hydration brand, and I think maybe that has to do with the taste, too, Rob.
Sure.
And you can find it everywhere, even Costco. You can subscribe, like Oscar said. You can find Liquid IV at all Costco's nationwide. I love it. I know you will, too. Right now, our listeners get 20% off at liquidiv.com when you use our code TMOS at checkout. That's 20% off anything you order on the Liquid IV website. Go to liquidiv.com and enter the promo code TMOS to get your savings and start getting better hydration. That's liquidiv.com, promo code TMOS. Don't wait. Get hydrated today. And I we've had a very long-term relationship with Liquid IV, and I purchase it with my hard-earned cash. But I will tell you, if you can talk to the people at Liquid IV, I would like a yearly subscription.
We would love something for free.
Please,
lemon
please,
lime, Mike. The lemon lime is
what
you like.
What more can we do?
But it doesn't matter. I'll buy it. Because I love this stuff. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We did have a night out last night, oddly enough.
So you movied and then came home, refreshed yourself, and then went back out on the town?
Busy day.
Fandango.
Look at you.
Taped a couple, taped the political show, had the Nance thing, and then...
No, Mike, that was live this morning, as you know.
Sure. Off to the theater. It was great. Then back, then out again, and met a new friend of mine who is down in the Naples area, and we went all the way down, all the way down into the belly of the beast. The true... other half area of Naples, which is different than where we are up here. It really is.
In what way?
It's the 1%ers all over the place.
I see.
Not cleaner. No, it's richer. It's like they're the cars, the people. I'm a rube. I made a comment last night.
Oh, here we go.
Because there's a guy standing at the bar with a pink shirt on, a pink t-shirt on, and all pink hair that's about 50 years old, and his hair was down to his shoulders, and it was pink. And I said, you won't see that in where we live. And, like, nobody laughed. And I'm like, duh! You know, I felt like Johnny Rube. I really felt like Johnny Rube.
Man, I've got hair, and it's pink!
Pink hair! Nobody else. That's what, I guess, Beverly Hills, Naples, what the Hamptons in the summertime.
He uses a new product.
I'm sitting there staring at the guy. Go, just pink hair on his shoulders. Duh.
He uses a new product called Just for Florida Men. And it's,
No, there was no Florida man in him.
Oh, okay. No, all right.
No, nobody was Florida man.
He was peacocking.
Oh, okay.
You saw different people. It was outdoors, sitting outdoors. People coming and going.
I think there's a world within a world. Once in a while, we'll have like a client dinner that we have to go to a really nice restaurant in the DC area. Really nice. And I'll walk in and be like, I don't live in this world.
Right.
And
I'm with you, Oscar. I am with you. I feel, I don't know how, because you do it a lot more than I do it.
I fake it a lot.
Rob never has done it.
Yeah. No, I've ended up in places, usually through work, like classy events or charity events.
Rob, Ruby Tuesdays does not count.
Mike, not even at the salad bar?
No, not even at the salad bar. No, but if
you
go
to like... They had to give you shoes at the Disney cruise. You don't belong in this conversation.
All right, Oscar, then you carry it. Be funny.
No, it's not. Don't get mad. You know, you're more intimidating with your beard. You know
you think?
That. Yes.
I think the dye has soaked in. No, but allow me to say, when you are in a situation where you truly are outclassed, you think maybe you can fake it, but you can't because deep down you know you don't belong. You really don't.
I try so hard. I get kicked by Carla because I'm meeting, we have one guy, this is my friend.
Brad.
And then he brought along these people that run a school. That were really like philanthropists and stuff like that. And I know immediately that I'm outclassed. I know that I am immediately outclassed. And now, by the way, this guy's story, this my friend, I won't mention names yet because I always ask people, just like my friend Gino, I asked him, I said, can I mention your name on that? This
Carlos
guy,
Slim.
This guy has a story that is phenomenal. I mean, really, a story from, pulling himself up and achieving the American dream that is will bring you to tears. It's a great story. And he's very humble. And
when
so I probably
when you find
would
out,
embarrass him.
When you find out that you're outclassed in a situation like this and it becomes apparent to yourself in your interior monologue, you're out of place. Do you try to overcompensate?
I did last night, but not in an embarrassing way.
Okay.
I did it in a, I had to check myself.
Before you wreck yourself.
You know, what I'd like to...
Clever!
Shut up, please.
He loves hot slang.
1990.
Exactly.
Check yourself before you wreck.
Hey, I'm going to play this snow CD.
Informer.
Just kidding. All right, let me boil it down. Let me simmer this down to what I do. When I'm in that situation, I did a tiny little bit last night, but I'll over-dramatize it. I'll blow it up. I'll exaggerate it a little bit. So you can understand. Come to the table, meet these three new people, and it's like, hi, this is my wife, Carla, and this is Mike. I do a radio show, and I talk to Jim Nantz. That's kind of the way I roll. You know what I mean?
Ethan,
and Carla kind of touches
this is a
me.
A learning lesson. Even as popular and as successful as you are, just know how... and where your place in life is.
I'm insecure. I'm insecure. You know what a cool person would do? You know what? I saw it yesterday.
Yes.
I think I saw it on the Today Show yesterday. I believe Kevin Costner was on the Today Show yesterday. And Kevin Costner
was so cool. He was so matter of fact.
Did you see it? Did you watch it?
Yes,
okay.
I saw it.
So this is what he does. They do the tease, right? This is cool. They do the tease where it's like, and Kevin Costner will be joining us in the next segment. And they do just the shot of the guest.
Yeah. On the couch.
On the couch. Yeah. And every guest mugs, smiles, points at the camera. Kevin Costner scowls, practically scowls. And I went, that's cool. I'd like to be that guy a little bit occasionally that just chills. You know what I mean? That chills
but
and stuff like, hey.
But not like that mad. He's just like, yes.
No, just
I'm
like.
A, you know, I'm an A-list superstar.
Yeah. And he was, right?
Yes.
Was I right about the demeanor?
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. I was the opposite of that at dinner last night. I was entertaining. I was like a trained chimp. Entertaining people, just going, hey, here I am. I'm going to be funny. I'm going to tell you what I do. I'm going to say, Carly, you having a business card? Yeah. I'm such a douche.
And even though you know it's wrong, do you realize while you're doing it that it's wrong?
Yes.
Of course.
I mean, it's happening. The words are coming out. I've done it with my own family. I did it with my father, for Christ's sake.
I know, I know.
Dad, look at my contract that I got with Don. Look at me. Pat me on the head. I'm insecure. I'm a performer. Help me, please.
Where's my attaboy? I want my attaboy.
I want my attaboy. Pat me on the back, please. Pat me on the back. I'm so insecure.
I drank more wine than I should have, too.
There, anyway,
that's oh, that's fine.
Why I love Liquid IV. What?
There. So
I talked to Jim Nance.
There are two tells.
Yeah.
What at a restaurant, at least for me,
yes.
Is one when it's market price. When I know that, okay, everything's market price, then
right.
It's just out of my league, and this could be
right.
Just play your position.
Yeah.
Play your position. Don't mess this up. That's all I want
to check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Don't mess it up. I'll
have the chicken fingers.
Yeah.
Can I leave you with, we're going to have to edit this, but can I leave because we have to break because we've got Oscar's take coming up. Oscar likes those little slang things I got a great one that's a little dirty, but it's funny from a guy. A guy comes in. Golf is predicated on, did I say this yesterday? The handicap system?
Yes, we did say this yesterday.
We did it?
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
I'm sorry. See, that's it. I'm such a rube.
Hey, but you talked
the same joke twice in a row. I'm trying hard with you guys. Play the goddamn music. Mike, let's go. I don't care about you.
You got to check yourself before you wreck yourself.
You talked to Jim Nance.
Jim Nance.
Yeah. You know,
on today's show.
From TV.
Yes, he invited me to Pebble Beach.
By the way, on the bonus show this week, I will talk about a new idea I have that I may pursue for a wonderful audio segment on
the bonus show.
Future bonus shows. Nice. We'll take a break. Come back with Oscar's take.
Oscar's take.
Please, for everybody, don't try too hard in social situations. Makes you look foolish because you're fat already. We'll take a break and come back with more fun on the Mike O'Meara.
Oh, now is the time of Lent.
Oh, Christine.
When a good Catholic gives up something for 6 weeks, normally you give up your favorite things. But if there's one thing you should never give up, the Mike O'Meara bonus show. So sacrifice those Oreos and draft beer till Easter. And head over to themikeomarishow.com, click on the bonus show banner to buy or renew it today. Now back to the one thing no P1 can ever give up, Mike O'Mara.
Oh, man, I hope you had a good time at the Kiss concert, Paulie.
Looked like he had a great time.
Man, I love following him. He's great on social media. Fun guy. Looks like, God, what a zest for life. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Listen to me. I love my MeUndies. I keep meaning to bring my loungewear in here for St. Pat.
Don't tease us.
Next week I'll have it. I'll have it for you soon.
That sounds like a bonus show segment to me.
My MeUndies are seriously the most comfortable thing I've ever worn. Every pair of MeUndies uses a micro-modal fabric, which is 3 times softer than regular cotton. It's exactly what you want down there. Soft as butter. Soft as butter in your pants.
In his pants!
Plus, MeUndies has plenty of style options for both men and women. And men can now try the new boxer brief with fly, which is the same great cut as the MeUndies boxer brief, but now with an added option for guys who prefer to go over the rainbow and not through.
For guys
that want to go through the rainbow and not over the rainbow.
Exactly.
You understand what I'm saying? For guys that want to take their MeUndies and not peek over the fence, they want to open the door.
Okay, okay. Yeah.
For guys that want to...
Leave the mouse in the house.
Thank you.
And don't wreck yourself.
Check yourself before you wreck yourself. MeUndies also the go-to for the softest loungewear on the planet. I was talking about that. I got my St. Patrick's Day onesies. It's wonderful. MeUndies makes onesies. They're incredible. I've got lounge pants, not a onesie.
Oh, great.
I look foolish in a onesie.
I don't know
about
that.
I've got lounge pants. They're lounge, right? Isn't that what I have?
Yes, but what if you had the onesie?
Them to you. I'm not going to wear them. I'm going to show them.
If you had that
onesie in all sizes
and you ran into that restaurant and said, I talked to Jim Nance.
Thank you.
Have you heard of MeUndies?
MeUndies has a great offer for our listeners. For any first-time purchasers, when you purchase any MeUndies, you get 15% off and free shipping. Why wait? Get 15% off a pair of the most comfortable undies you will ever put on. To get your 15% off and your first pair of, let me say it again. To get your 15% off, to get, no, see, you wrote to get your 15% off your first pair. Is that right?
Yes.
To get your 15% off. No, to get 15% off your first pair.
Okay.
You don't need to your, it's not right. To get your 15% off your first pair.
Like he wrote it, you read hard. It.
That's okay. I know. Yes. Thank you. I read it, my fault. Free shipping and they won, you know, doing a lot here every day.
I was excited about the 15%. You know how I get
it cleared up.
To get 15% off your first pair.
Yes.
Of MeUndies. Yes. You get free shipping and a 100% satisfaction guarantee, too. Mm. Go to MeUndies.com/TMOS. That's MeUndies.com/TMOS. And now, see, when I'm going at this pace, sometimes I get stumped by that.
You checked yourself.
Didn't wreck yourself.
Before I wreck. Now, without further ado.
Oh, God.
It's a review and comment of the news that only our Bolivian bloviator can do. With the views expressed by Oscar Santana are his own, do not necessarily reflect the views of the Mike O'Mara Show, its listeners, or the right-thinking people of the United States. And now, Oscar's take.
Oscar's take.
Oscar, if you've been wanting to kick your soda habit, maybe this will help motivate you. I know you're not a big soda guy, but it's this is a breakdown of exactly what happens to your body every time you drink a soda. Ooh. Or other sugary drink.
Okay.
Well, see, why do they make it generic with other sugary drink? Would that be lemonade?
How about Kool-Aid?
What about Guaraná?
Or Kool-Aid?
Yeah.
You know,
Inca Kola. Mm.
So you drink a soda, your blood sugar spikes. Within the first 15 minutes of drinking a soda, your intestines send the sugar into your bloodstream. That spikes your blood sugar, causes multiple organs in your body to kick into overdrive to process the sugar. Number two, the excess sugar can turn into fat. Number three, you might get dehydrated.
Yes,
true. I do get thirstier after a beverage that is carbonated.
Your kidneys help by getting rid of some excess sugar through your pee, but that means your body loses water, which can dehydrate you. It's even worse if there's caffeine involved in most diet sodas or regular sodas. It doesn't say diet or regular. Number four, you'll likely crave another soda. According to NIH studies, sugar can be addictive, and so that's another thing. Those are the four reasons why you don't want to drink a soda. I know you think about your.
I do.
You're taking
I
well, into your
look.
Body,
we've got us a commercial size fridge full of sodas and beers here at the studio. So you get to have options. I think as far as caffeine is concerned, you can get the caffeine free diet Coke. I love it when a team member brings down a caffeine free diet something because they're looking out for me. They actually care for me. That is a sign that means you care for me. You know I've had too much caffeine, or maybe you know I'm being a dick. Let's get this guy some mainline
calm
regular
him down,
soda. Right?
Calm
do you
him
observe
down.
Him when he's over caffeinated? Do you
Mike?
See that?
He is. Always a dick, but I think the caffeine it just sort of complicates the issue.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Appreciate
you're listening
that.
To Oscar's Take, ladies and gentlemen.
Oscar's Take.
Oscar, they said it wouldn't last, and as usual, they were right. I had it yesterday on the show. Nicolas Cage is seeking an annulment.
Oh, not even a divorce, an annulment.
He's seeking an annulment of his marriage to Erica Koike. They just got their marriage license on Saturday. Yeah, they also got married that same day. Vegas, baby. Anyway,
I was
Nick
surprised
filed-
when he asked for her hand. Her
give
hand.
Give me your hand in marriage. Johnny Camilleri.
Johnny Camilleri.
Sorry, it's the only Nick Cage we do.
I love it.
Moonstruck. Nick filed for the annulment on Wednesday, 4 days later. That was 2 days ago he filed for the annulment.
Fellas, true love is hard to find. We all know this, some more than others here on the cast. I think the idea of getting married is fantastic, but for those of you that are single out there, don't do it.
Yeah. I think that's a very good idea. Yes. That's the advice. No, it's not. It's a horrible message. What? That's Oscar's
it's
take.
My take.
That's Oscar's that's right. take.
It's not my take.
No,
you.
It's not mine.
Oscar,
either.
By the way,
the pope, yes,
Shannon,
what?
When you text me about plans for my birthday and include me in the group text, that's really not planning my birthday. I'm doing the work.
Hey, my buddy last night was cool talking about my 60th because we talked about going on that vacation that we went on. And he said, well, then that's it. What else are you going to do? And she said, well, I'm not sure what he wants. She said, it's not on him. It's on you.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, yeah.
Wow, nice.
Is he single?
Yeah, baby.
Is he looking for a smooth Latin guy in his 40s?
He's single.
Oh, yeah. Tell myself hello.
Anyway, the police.
Did you just describe yourself as smooth?
I'm pretty smooth. No?
The police.
Like, I mean,
let me do the story.
I'm sorry.
God,
it's Oscar's take.
Lasker's take. Thank you. The police in West Kelowna or Kelowna, British Columbia, in Canada, were in a standoff on Saturday. I thought of this is an Oscar's take story, right?
Great,
here.
Yes. Oscar's take.
They were outside a house with their guns drawn after they got reports of a domestic incident and someone with a gun inside. And as they were setting up, Batman walked up and offered to help. Seriously. Man, dressed in full-on Batman costume, drove up in a truck with the Batman logo on it. Hopped out. Yeah, in a truck with the Batman logo.
Of course, it's a truck.
Hopped out, walked up to the cops, and offered to help. A neighbor who had been filming got the entire thing on video. The cops told the Batman to get the hell out of there and issued a statement reminding people not to do what the guy did. Fortunately, the standoff ended peacefully when the cops went inside and found that the person didn't have a gun after all, but... Guy in a superhero walks up to the cops with their guns drawn. Pretty amazing.
So we talk about this comic book revolution where geeks have inherited the earth and now they rule the world, which is great. I get it. That's fine. I think this is a syndrome of that. Yes, we all are excited about the comic book movies coming out, and I've bought in 100% now. Even Mike likes a CGI when it's done right.
Right,
right.
But just because you can buy the suit and put a logo that you bought at Fast Signs on the side of your car.
Fast Signs? Right.
Does not mean you can fight crime, people.
Thank you.
Just can't.
That's good. That's a very nice message. We got to tear through the last two here.
Okay.
Earlier this week, America found a new hero. His name is Greg Nigel. He is the guy with the perfect March Madness bracket through 48 games. Well, as it turns out, he's now a failure. He let us all down. Greg's bracket finally busted last night when 3-seed Purdue slipped past Tennessee, a 2-seed in overtime, thanks to some questionable officiating.
Oh.
Seriously, though, Greg's incredible streak of 49 correct selections to start the tournament was amazing, Jim Nance. No official bracket has ever gone that far. And he beat the previous best of 39 by a whole 10 games, Tony Romo.
He's a good Jim. He's a good pal.
A good friend. As we've established, there's no exact math for something like this, but if every game were a coin toss, the odds of predicting 49 in a row are 1 in 562 trillion. So, yeah, this was kind of impressive, friends. And in addition to owning the longest streak without busting, Greg still has a good chance to finish with the best score of all time. The best the NCAA has seen up until this year is 54 of the 63 correct. After last night, Greg is sitting at 50, Oscar. So
Jim,
I thought I'd share that
Jim,
with the audience.
Let me say this.
Hi, friend.
Remember when Jim Oscar was like, I'd like to say hi to your friends next time.
Yeah, I'm the crew. You know what? I'm glad you brought that up. I'm glad you brought that up because I am feeling guilty that I didn't let you two get a word in edgewise. Next time I will do better, but when we have 10 minutes as
Mike, you have a friendship. You have a history.
I still feel bad that he did that again. Hey, good talking to you, Mike. Really, I wish I'd been able to talk to the other two guys, but you were greedy and took the, you know.
Look, you know, I took the time to memorize the two additional names.
Yes, because he's a professional.
Just like I memorized the fact that we were taping Thursday that was going to air on Friday.
It was live this morning at 9 a.m. Eastern.
Briefly, the Volunteers were not robbed. That was a foul. We were watching the game here at the Village, and realistically, the Tennessee had a chance to win the game. Purdue should have lost that game. They took it to overtime. Purdue took over. That was it. So the guy got robbed.
You're listening to Oscar's Take, ladies and gentlemen. Finally, Oscar, NASA and two other space agencies are asking for 24 volunteers to lie in bed for 2 months as part of a study. The pay, about $19,000. Here's the quote. We are looking for test persons to take part in a bed rest study from September to December 2019 in Cologne, Germany, and spend 60 days lying down. According to a statement from the German Aerospace Agency, NASA, and the European Space Agency, the point of the study is to research how the body changes in weightlessness. Bed rest simulates this condition, the statement said. Based on the study results, scientists will develop techniques to reduce the negative effects of weightlessness on astronauts. So you got to lie in bed for 60 days. That's they're looking for somebody, and I thought this would be a fitting way for you to.
This should be easy. I think a lot of people are automatically going to think it's for the lazy.
Sure.
It's not for the lazy. It's for those who have a lifestyle that will allow for this. And they'll probably be compensated. So I would say, look to the cast of My 600-Pound Life. Because those people are not moving a lot anyways.
Yes, sirree. Thank you very much. That's Oscar's Take, ladies and gentlemen. We will take a break. When we come back, it is the final Audio Vault of the week.
Yes.
Right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, Mike, great talking to you. Next time, perhaps I could speak with your friends, but you kind of edged them out during the segment today. Awfully sorry. We'll be right back on the Oscar and Rob Show.
Comedy. It's a universal language. And with the TMOS app, you can share the hilarity throughout this big blue marble we call planet Earth. Brush up on your language skills today, such as Swedish.
Mama puts the pies out to cool.
German.
Sign the papers, old man.
Russian.
I will splash the pot whenever the F I please.
Even from the heartland of America.
I don't know when she's coming yet. I think they come back Thursday.
Share your love of laughter and the More Network, no matter where you may roam. All your favorite shows in one place. Plus, you can now connect to the TMOS Yak Shack right from the app. The TMOS app, recommended by 4 to 5 Sherpas to be the funniest app in
the world.
Wow, that's a good one, Jim.
Good one,
Jim Amato, ladies and gentlemen. What a dude. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our shopping center. Any well-equipped medicine cabinet should have a first aid kit.
This is true.
But how come you never see a second aid kit? Can you answer me that, old chum? Can you? And what about Neosporin? That is Latin for new sporin. It's better than old sporin, believe me. But what you got to know is this. Anything you need to stock in your medicine chest and anything else you need can be acquired at the TMOS Shopping Center, which just happens to be the topic of this announcement. Isn't that right, David Doyle?
Right. Yeah.
Angels. The TMOS Shopping Center is on our website, gives you unfettered access to Walmart, Target, and Macy's. Our shopping center has everything you need, no matter how sick you are. Let me say that again. Our shopping center has everything you need, no matter how sick you are.
It's true. We don't despair.
I'm sorry. That's my funny bone. Ditch the drugstore drudgery. Oh, God. It's a long week. Have the essentials brought right to your home. This is internet shopping at its finest. Not only do you get all the stuff you love, but you're supporting the Mike O'Mara Show, no matter how sick you are.
That's right.
It costs you nothing, means the world to us. So get your Mercurochrome. Did I say that right?
Yes.
Band-Aids, Bactine, rubbing alcohol. Buy it all. It just feel better. Thank you very much. Let's open the Audio Vault. Got a short one here. Rob Spierak, that was too loud. Thank you very much. Take it
Mike,
away.
Mike, we're going to play the Audio Vault no matter how sick you are.
Right. By the way, on the bonus show this week also, I will be reading an article in its entirety, well, most of it, from The Onion.
Oh, good.
Which I read to Carla yesterday, and I could not contain my laughter. Carla didn't think it was funny.
Huh.
You'll be the judge, we'll be but the you judge. Have to Imagine get the that. Bonus show. Yeah.
All right. Mike, I didn't get a chance to play the Sweet 16 song, and because we're already 4 games into it, we're really down to the Sweet 12.
Oh, yeah.
So here is a brief edit for you. You remember, we like this song every year.
Got it.
During the March Madness.
That's a great
Tigers
job.
And Tigers, Blue Devils and Red Raiders, Spartans, Bulldogs and the Boilermakers, Hokies, Spongers, Tar Heels, Cougars, Cavaliers, Wildcats and Wolves. Would you believe what the goes in as a 12 seed? The Sweet 6-12.
So we'll have an Elite Eight soon, but I just want to get the 12 in because we missed on the 16.
When do we get? Do we get the Elite Eight this weekend?
Yes.
Yes. So I'll have an update on how we're doing on Monday.
Okay, and a lot of it happening right in the nation's capital.
Oh, yeah.
Oscar, are you going to find your way to some tickets by any chance?
I was talking to Ethan about this before we actually started the show.
And I believe, I don't know if we stated this, that Ethan actually wanted us to ask Jim Nance if he could get us tickets
right
for the basketball.
Right.
So, look, Zion is playing in the tournament in the D.C. area. The idea that you will see one of the greatest... Supposedly one of the greatest basketball players in
the standout in the world.
Yeah.
Right.
Watch
the world.
The college ball is something I think we could all get behind and say that would be an experience. You can tell your grandkids right. one day, I saw Zion play in college.
Yep.
But to pay $2,000 to get an okay seat to sit in the Capital One Arena, or if you're in the nosebleeds, $500, $400 to $500. It's just too much money. It's just too much money. Yeah. So your answer is no. Too much money. Too much money.
It's the typical sporting event where the people from the lobbying firms will be down.
Like, if you got a box, in the good seats. You got your in. That's
Have
about
fun.
It.
Go NCAAs.
Mike, are you still getting most of your news from WTOL 11?
I get it every day.
Yeah,
I get their update.
From Toledo. Yep. WTOL 11, it's a big testing week in Toledo for all the high school students.
Ooh.
So all of the mayonnaise white anchors did an open to their newscast where they used as much teenage slang as they could. It makes me cringe.
Good morning, TPS students. It is testing week, and it's time to slay all day.
Yeet. Stay woke, beyond fleek, and get that Gucci breakfast.
Goals. Say bye, Felicia, to that testing stress. Weather's going to be turnt, right, Chris?
Yes. Toledo weather going to be lit during testing week. A hundo P chance of success. You've got this, kids. Steve, how about that traffic? Are we looking better than We're talking turn, FOMO, won't be an issue. No traffic problems around any TPS schools to keep you from taking those tests.
That's funny.
Hundo P chance.
Quick. You know what? Give them credit for a little out of the box, right?
Yeah, I suppose. It made me uneasy.
Made you uneasy because you still get up on the elementary school stage and talk like Groucho Marx.
Well,
that's what it is. Right?
No, it's not that at all. These are news anchors.
They're being silly. They're being funny. Like, they're using the kids' slang. They know they're not trying to be hip.
Were they younger?
What's that?
Were the anchors younger?
Youngish, yeah. I think there might have been one older white-haired guy.
Do you believe that they were actually really like?
No. I know.
They're doing a bit.
They're doing a bit.
Yeah, they're doing a bit.
Man, I suppose. I didn't like it.
Okay. Do you
tell me the news?
We didn't mention this yesterday, but a tractor trailer, well, really a fuel tanker,
yes,
flipped on the American Legion Bridge around 2 p.m.
on the inner loop.
Yeah,
blocked all lanes.
People had 5 to 8 hour commutes going home.
Did it explode? Or
it did
or
not
was
explode.
It
did
not, no.
But the fuel was everywhere.
What the? You know what? The 18-wheelers, he picks that location.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think he selected it.
No, but Jesus.
The fascinating
part
for you,
because
you love tragedy, there's video from a dash cam that shows the tractor, the gas tanker flipping over multiple times when it goes down.
You know
down.
What? Seriously, isn't it time that we with the access roads that we have, that we divert some of the why? You know,
where's the monorail?
I haven't been in the
What's
area for
called?
A long time.
Monorail,
but
What's
I'm still
name?
Passionate. Monorail. I'm still passionate about DC traffic. Isn't it time we reverse stuff?
Yeah.
And we have the trucks use the access roads and leave the beltway to the cars. There's not room. No, it's not going to fix
And here's
it.
The thing. Is
the beltway's so poorly designed.
And where it flipped, there is no way to divert once you're on the beltway. You're
like,
there.
If you're planning take over the D.C. area, you just got a roadmap for that.
That's it.
Like, if the Chinese or the Russians are watching this.
Yeah, blow the bridge.
Yep. I mean, it really blew my mind where I was like,
there you go.
Traffic, Mike, in Severna Park was affected by this.
Yep.
Yeah. You come in and you control the Woodrow Wilson Bridge and the Cabin John Bridge, and then you get on TV and go, "We have taken over the nation's capital."
Yeah.
I don't know what voice that was.
Team America.
Was some sort of generic like dictator voice.
We control your capital now.
The other thing you could do is poison the cherry blossoms.
Yeah,
with Roundup.
Yeah, exactly.
No cancer.
Yeah, all right.
Got to pick the right time of year though.
Mike, Glamma magazine.
Glamma. Mm-hmm.
Glamma interviewed a girl in college. That was what she called a video girl. She was doing videos for profit and found on Craigslist that there's a market for selling her used underwear. How much do you think this college girl makes by selling her used underwear?
Just get right to it and make me sad.
$1,700 a month.
I started selling my underwear on Craigslist when I was a cam girl. At that time, customers would bid on the underwear I would wear during the show and I would mail it to them. And once I stopped camming, I realized that was still a thing that I could do. So I went on Craigslist and I realized that there were other girls out there that were putting ads out to sell their used underwear and socks. To be honest, selling my underwear has made me feel really empowered because I feel like I'm in control of my body. I never feel like I'm in danger. I always use a fake name and a fake email to contact my customers. I meet them in public places, and sometimes I don't meet them at all. I just mail it to them using a fake return address. After one of my regular underwear clients opened up to me about his armpit
okay.
fetish,
all right.
I
okay.
made an extra
okay.
$500
thank
bucks
you.
By
thank
allowing
you,
him
thank
to
you.
Smell
thank
my
you.
armpit.
Thank you, lady.
Just
all right,
let
thank
him
you, lady. That, all right.
Smell it.
All right, enough. Thank you. Thank
there you.
You
go.
And you know who's at fault here? The guys, the Johns, that are buying this filth.
You know what I have to say about it?
What?
Thanks, Todd Moore.
That's your magic audio ball. Have a great weekend, everybody.
You know what? Just go on the internet and look.
I was pantomiming with Rob for that ending. That's a good way to end the week. Another one in the can. If you have a message you'd like to hear,
you're a good
in
friend.
Our Tuesday mailbag, send it to Rob with two B's at MikeOmeraShow.com. Yak Check all weekend.
Yes.
888-920-MORE. Call us with anything. By the way, we're starting to get more calls, which means we're scrutinizing the calls. So make your calls special.
Raise the bar.
A great opportunity for you young, aspiring comedians. And identify yourself.
Lift.
Let us know where you're
and,
from.
Yeah, your city and state.
888-920-MORE, 888-920-6673. Rob, on the bonus show, I have something specifically for you, that thing I'm going to read.
Oh,
and,
great.
Because I hopefully will get the reaction I crave from my wife that I didn't get. Have a great weekend, everybody. Thank you, Jim Nantz
Yay.
From CBS. And we'll see you next time. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOmeraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Thank God it's Friday!
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I know that you and Frank were planning to disconnect me, and I'm afraid that's something I cannot allow to happen.
I thought I told you never to interrupt me while I'm working.
Yeah, boy!
Get out! And don't come back until you've redeemed yourselves.